In the words of a former Cheese Country Trail commissioner, it was a struggle at first, getting communities to accept all-terrain vehicles. 20 years later, criticism is more muted, and many businesses say the trail's been a boon. Trail users need to eat and drink. They need a place to stay. At a campsite along the Pecatonica River close to the trail, there's more ATVs than picnic tables or tents. 18-year-old Jessica Wiesbrod came up for the weekend with her family. Her father introduced her to ATVs at the age of 6, and now it's a favorite pastime to ease summer boredom.
It's just a lot of fun to do on a weekend when you don't have anything else to do. It's outside. You can stop in like every town, you know, have pop or whatever.
Darlington in Lafayette County is one of the communities along the 47 miles of Cheese Country Trail. It's the county seat, and trail users can hear the historic courthouse when its clock tower chimes. Another familiar sound in Darlington, especially during the summer, is the steady hum of ATVs. At Mike's Engine Works, Mitch McKillop is busy getting customers ready to go on rented four-wheelers.
First show them how to start, how to stop. You know, shifting's very easy. All the way forward is forward, all the way back is reverse.
The speed limit on the Cheese Country Trail is 30 miles an hour, although depending on horsepower, some ATVs can hit 70. All riders have to be at least 12 years old and must complete a course prior to operating an ATV on public trails. According to the DNR, there have been 6 ATV fatalities in Wisconsin so far this year. They occurred on roads, a frozen lake, and private land, but none on designated trails and none in Lafayette County. The Cheese Country Trail is multi-use. It's open to ATVs, hikers, and dog sledders, to name a few. Deb Cranbuehl is the trail's coordinator.
Everybody's pretty cool for the most part. As with any sport, there's always one or two that don't like to obey the rules.
They don't like to share.
Right.
Sharing, on the part of railroad owners, allows many state and county recreational trails to exist. Frank Huntington's with the Department of Transportation.
It's under the Rails to Trails program. It's still technically an active rail line. It's never been abandoned.
Wisconsin and Southern Railroad has made moves to take back part of the Cheese Country Trail. Lafayette County Board Supervisor Jack Sauer thinks the trail brings in more money for the area than a return to rail. An economic study was done in 2006. A more accurate, up-to-date review is in the works, which could be used to rebuff rail.
I don't see that we have people lining up really to move freight on the rails in this part of the county right now. I'm a farmer myself. You could move grain on that, but I've talked to some of our local grain facilities, and the grain wouldn't be moving far enough to probably be economically feasible to put on there.
Trail advocates recently faced another obstacle, trying to convince Darlington officials to open certain city streets for ATV use so residents could drive to and from the designated trail. That proposal was voted down unanimously. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.